Thanks, Lulu.
You're welcome. Help him with the reviews. He's looking at reviews. He said something was off.
Oh.
Didn't sound right.
Okay.
To me.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Appreciate
okay,
it. Bye. Appreciate it. Hi, Edridge. This is Gail. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I understand you and my Lulu were talking about the first page position that we're filling out today on Google. Sounds like you might not be getting what you're paying for somewhere else. Wondered if we could explore that a little bit, see what's going on, see where you're
okay,
at.
I'm looking at your review. It does say that local scam, once you pay them, they never let you get out your contract.
Oh, wow. Well, was it an actual client or, I mean, let's face it. I mean, we've all had bad reviews, right? How many bad reviews?
This is you guys.
Are there? But was it a client, an actual client that worked with us, or was it somebody just talking?
Somebody that's, you guys do business with.
Is there, now, is on the site that you're looking at, is there any way that they prove that what they said is true or not? I know there are some of those goofy sites out there like Site Jabber, and it's set up just to complain about companies. But, what site are you on?
Site Jabber.
That's one of them. That's one of them. So, and, I mean, how many are there? How many bad reviews do you see on us on Site Jabber?
It's a lot.
Okay, a lot. Is that 100?
I'm not really sure. I'm not trying to count.
50? That's just guesstimate.
Somewhere around there, I'm not sure.
Okay, so let's see, 50. And let's even just assume that they were all clients. I highly doubt it on a site like SiteGrabber, but I'll give it to them.
And they even report you guys on the Better Business Bureau, too?
You know, some people who get, I mean, have you ever had a job go bad or somebody just didn't like the tile you used, for example,
mm-hmm.
and went and made a complaint? But if we say all 50 of them, let's say there's 50 there, and they're all legitimate. I mean, let's see. So we service about 11,000 clients. So 50 divided by 11 would give us a percentage, 11,000, I should say. So that's 0.045%. And I do know we have about a 97% success rate at getting our clients on the first page of Google. So those reviews on those off sites are not always.
That's your local Splash review marketing. Now, do you guys have a lot of clients and stuff?
We service about 11,000 clients nationwide. Yes. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm
so, Edridge. Lulu had noted that you're working with Brand Wrap. How is that working out for you so far? It sounded like there were some gaps in their coverage.
They charged me $150, and they said they're going to list me on Glassdoor, all kind of stuff.
Glassdoor? Why would you want to be on Glassdoor? That's an employment.
Different places where you advertise.
Okay. I just had to ask. Glassdoor is a place where you go look for jobs. Wait a minute, Edridge. So let me do a quick scan here. You got me sidetracked into something that didn't even so much matter. Let me see here. I wanted to do a scan and see how you're appearing online and see what we can find. So what I'm going to do is look at basically the forensics of what they've done for you and how far they've gotten you. And you are, let me see, Ah, there, I found your website. Nice looking website. Did you put it together yourself?
No, at first I put it together and I paid somebody. I paid somebody again.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. Well, yeah. We might actually be able to help you with that, too. I'm sorry they left you out in the cold on that one. So,
yeah.
Okay. And you've been with them for, is it 2 months? Did I catch that somewhere?
No, somewhere around 4 or 5 months.
No way. That long, Edrich? Oh, man. Okay. So looking at the forensics of what they've done, I mean, everything, you can find it all digitally, what they did. The first thing that concerns me, you mentioned they were supposed to get you out. You said Glassdoor, but I know what you meant out, probably the directories.
Yeah.
And what concerns me that they haven't gotten you out to the directories yet, the only one that I really see you on is MapQuest. Oh, there's a City Local 101. And that's it.
Yeah, City Local 101 is a scam. They're a scam. They're the one that took me off Google. They said my business was from me.
Oh.
Closed.
I bet that's one of the scam ones that got me a few years back. I thought it sounded familiar. Okay, so then they've only got you on MapQuest. So the reason that concerns me, 4 to 5 months in, is way too long, Edrich. We get all of those submissions, usually about 60 in your local area, the most popular ones, within the first 7 days. I mean, I take your money today, and within 7 days, you're on the directories. We've also done your onboarding call at that point, which is the call that kicks all of our work off. I like to schedule that early as well. So that all happens in the first 7. Within the first 14 days, if we're building a website for you, for example, your website would be online and searchable. We'd also, if we're doing any paid ads for you.
My website is good. I'm satisfied with it. That's not
okay,
that's
cool. Cool. No worries. It's not something that we need to do. And then within the first 30 to 45 is when we have you on first page. And we program your Google business profile and your company so that even without knowing your company name, just looking for your services, you come up in the map section on the first page search results for them. So they don't even need to know what your company name is. And that's the other thing that's concerning. I mean, so after 30 to 45 days with us, you should be able to search protection services for Tampa, and you're going to pop up in the map. And I'm doing a search right now for protection services for Tampa, and you're nowhere to be seen. And that is concerning. That should have happened a long time ago if they were going to. Let's look at one other thing here. You know, it makes me mad when these companies like that turn up. I had a couple different ones when I was in construction that did that to me too. It's, you know, I finally had to realize it wasn't my fault. They're scammers, and that's just what they do. I beat myself up over it for a long time, but not anymore.
I pop up when I did that. I pop up.
And how are you searching? What are you using for keyword?
I just type protection services in Tampa.
Gotcha. I wonder. It might be bringing you up because you are so close to where your Google business profile is registered, right on top of. So that might explain why you're seeing it and I'm not. That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, they were supposed to do first page placement. Were they doing any, like Facebook advertising? I see you've got a wonderful Facebook page.
I don't think they're doing that.
Okay.
Maybe. I think he's doing that. I think so.
Is that you in the pictures on the ads?
Yes, ma'am. That's me.
Nice. Wow. you know, I mean, how much more, how much additional business are you looking for? Are you looking for quite a bit,
I'm just trying to be a millionaire.
Well, good. Let's do that. Let's do that. You know, you really might want to consider Facebook ads, and I'd love to help you with them. And the reason I say that, okay, I'm looking at your Facebook page. I'm looking at your website. You've got great brand, a great brand. Your logo is good. Heck, it's great. I like that. Especially with, it almost feels like lightning bolts, which is a, I don't know. To me, it's lightning bolts represent, warding off bad things, I guess. And you dressed up in a suit and tie, and then you in the pictures, I can see you are the brand. I don't know if you knew that or not, Edridge. You're the brand. I can see you in ads on Facebook. Couple of things I really like about Facebook. One, it's cheap. Two, we can target. What's the other? My other true love about Facebook is the retargeted ads. So just to give you an example, you've probably experienced retargeted ads even recently, even if you didn't know them by name. So Christmas is a good example. If you searched for any product for Christmas online, almost doesn't matter if it was on Amazon or Google or wherever, did you find at any point an ad for that item or a similar item following you around into the game you play, into Facebook? You'd see it in your Amazon tray. Yep.
Yeah.
I love, the reason I love them, they don't cost you anything as the advertiser. It's all free branding and free advertising. So what those ads do is they follow people around, and it gives them a level of like, know, and trust because they've seen you. They've seen your wonderful smile. They've seen, I've been looking at the Happy New Year one where you leaned in, that it's perfect. It needs an actual ad behind it. You're made for Facebook ads. Anyway, ads with you're welcome. Ads with your smiling face and targeted to the right people. So by targeted, what I mean is we can omit the showing of your ads in front of people who are not so likely to buy, and more in front of people who are, so that your ad dollars go farther, period. But then when someone is clicking on your ad to call you, it's a better lead for you as well. And worst case, the click-throughs when they do call you on Facebook are about 50 cents average. Super, super cheap. So let me do this. You really are a great fit for this listing, and you really should actually be placed on the first page. Let me get you some pricing, Edridge. Now, are you in a contract with Brand Rep?
I'm not sure. Maybe not. I don't know.
How do you pay them? Did you pay them all for a year, or did you pay them for a month at a time?
I pay them every month. They just take the money out of my account.
Okay, good. So that means that you're...
Cheaper, but I can't do that.
What would be cheaper?
A year would have been way cheaper, but I didn't do that.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. And I was just trying to get a gauge on, you know, if you like to pay for, I guess it's just asked you, do you prefer to do a year at a time, or do you prefer to do month to month?
I would love to be on first page.
Okay. Well, then, so let me take a look here. I wanted to see what I could save you off of our retail. So the package I put together for you includes Facebook advertising, and it's an every month occurrence. It's got $100 built in there. And that all goes for Facebook advertising for you. And what we do is we target the ads. We write them for you as well. And of course, we'll want your pictures to use, in those ads. And then we make sure that you don't go over the $100. So, any clicks that you would get are included in that $100. It's not, that you'll go over. So let me see.
People check out my Facebook a lot.
I bet they do. And really, I mean, I think honest to goodness, part of it is you're very photogenic and your smile is wonderful. It's catching. You are the perfect brand and you, I mean, why not? You should be the face of Valid Protection Services anyway, because you own it. I think you're just set up perfect. So let's see if we do. It over there. So, we can either do month to month or we can do 3-6 or a year or 12 months contracts, either or. So retail on the one I'm looking at for you is $5.99 a month. Now don't gasp too hard.
Nah, too hard.
I know it is. It's retail. That's why it's high. I've got credits to apply here for you yet. So if you went month to month, your credits would bring that down to $3.49 a month. Now, if you wanted to do 6 months, let me see, the total would be $1,300, and if we divided that back by six, so really, it looks like too much, or it doesn't look like enough. It looks like it's really low. Saved you a lot.
I'm paying $150 with
Brandweb
right now.
But you're not on first page either. So I'd expect you'd pay a little bit more to have actual first page placement, right?
You see, I should be on first page within seven days. What about?
30 to 45 days. Just want to be truthful. Want you to know what you... So... Now, if you wanted to do a 6 month for that same package, it would, if you spread that over 6 months, you'd be saving, you'd be saving $132 a month if you went with the 6 months. And that would be $1,300. So, and off of retail, that's, I didn't even do that. What's that?
That's too high.
So maybe we should stick with the month to month. Okay. Now is
like
the $349?
I'm paying them $150 a month.
Right, but they're also just taking your money and not doing anything, right? I mean, why continue?
They're helping me get back my Google business because the company that I was with that's out of country.
No.
For like at least 6 months.
Oh, good Lord. So
I was
who
Google,
are you? Who
I was
are,
of Google for at least 6 months.
Okay. And you're with Brand Rep right now.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
I just got my Google page maybe a month ago. Maybe a month ago.
That shouldn't matter as far as the other things that they're not doing. I mean, the directory listings are a no-brainer for a digital marketing company. It just should be done. It helps your visibility.
You
it helps your ranking.
If you guys give me a deal, I just cut them off.
Well, the best thing I can recommend, what we could do, Edridge, we could go with another package, with your credits applied, it would get you down to $249, but that's actually the lowest I'm going to be able to go for everything we'd be providing. I mean, it takes a lot of programming hours to get you first page. Obviously, work that the other company didn't put in, but is it worth it to you?
And again, I'm paying $150, and if you guys do good work, I'll stay there for years, just like I was with the other company.
That's what I would expect. We've been in business for 18 years under the same name, which is an accomplishment in this industry, believe me.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, a lot of, you know, the city one local or whatever that is, just
garbage.
If you look them up in 6 months, you won't be able to find anything on them. They come in and scorch the earth, and then they go find the next, you know, they roll up shop, come back under another name. So I would love to put you on the first page of Google, Edridge, and I know we can do it.
All right, let's start. I'm paying them $150, so let's start $150, and then if I see I'm on first page, then I stay with you guys for a long time.
I appreciate that. I can't do their $150 though. Their cheap $150 is exactly why you're not on first page. It doesn't pay their employees to do the work, unfortunately.
Okay.
So my lowest one I can do is $249, if you're good with that. Because of the situation you're in and the money you're out, I would waive the $99 setup fee for you. I don't do that very often.
Yeah, I get a Google call. People see me on Google, believe it or not. They see me on Google, but...
Oh, I'm sure they do probably occasionally. You'll show up under a search, yeah. But, you know, if you want to be shown and found every time, then you got to be there all the time. And that's exactly what we do is we position you so that you're there every single time somebody's searching. I mean, think of how much business are you missing only getting occasional hits on Google as opposed to being seen every time someone is looking for security services or protection services. How much business are you missing?
I don't know. I don't know what I got.
Let's look. So it's something just occurred to me. A couple of things that we do know. We do know that 90% of people, if they're looking for a business or a service, shop in that map section, right on that first page. So let me run this. I'm going to hop into our analytics here. I want to see how many searches have been done.
Sign up with you is one. Sign up with your business is one, but what about when I call? Am I going to be able to get in touch with you guys like right then and there?
Yes, absolutely. I'm the lead on your account as it is, Edridge, and I'm always here to take your call. You will normally talk to my technicians more frequently than me, but one of the very first things I'm going to send you is my direct contact information. And I want to know if you have a problem because I want to fix it. That's just me. I'm a fix it and move on kind of girl. I don't like stuff like that hanging around.
Right.
So if you have problems in the system, and you know, all of our client support is U.S.-based, too. I mean, that's very helpful. Makes for better communication.
Okay.
Are we going to bring you over to the bright side and get you programmed in there?
Yeah, it's the price. The price is, you know.
I wish I could do more for you. Look. Let me see if we've got a...
Because if I just like when you're shopping around, why pay more when you're paying, you know?
Well, so actually you got to look at it this way though, Edridge. You're going to take $150 back from brand rep. I mean, you're not going to spend it every month. I would sure hope. I mean, you wouldn't keep paying them. So that's part of it, but I mean, to actually be on first page, I just can't go lower. We're at the bottom. And that's really what it takes. It's not $150 a month that doesn't cover their staff. If we were at $150 a month, we wouldn't be able to cover our staff and we wouldn't get you on first take either.
Well, as a business person, there's contract that I have that's lower than the others. See what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I do. I understand. So I guess maybe we aren't able to help you then.
Sometimes I offer the service because I want them to see what kind of work, what kind of work I could offer. And then, and then after a while, I will increase it.
Of course. Absolutely. Unfortunately, our starting point is $249. That's as low as it'll go. And I guess maybe I should be apologizing. We weren't able to help you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, is there any way you could think of to get the funding for it and help me help you? I put in all the discount codes I could to get you down there. I'm out. Do you have any sources or?
Say again?
Help me help you. I'm tapped out. I put in all the promo codes I could to get you down there. Is there, I mean, anything you could think of that would help you get the funding to get it going?
I mean, I'm with a company already. And
you mean Brand Rep?
I'm with Brand Rep, and
okay. Well, if you're happy there, then I would advise you should probably just stay there then. If you're happy, why don't I do this? I will make myself a note to give you a call back in a couple months to see how things are looking for you then.
Send me your email that way. I have your information.
Oh, well, I could do that, but let's be honest. Is it just going to go in a pile of other emails that you don't read, just like mine?
Well, I mean,
Well, but if it's just going to go in a heap of the other ones, you'll delete it tomorrow morning when you clear your inbox.
Well, how you know?
Well, that's what I do. Everybody hates email these days. We just delete them.
Well, I don't know what you do, though. I mean,
I will text you my contact information. Better still, I'm going to...
You're telling me that you could put me on first page in 30 days. So,
yes.
You know, that got me excited.
I'm sorry, what?
Okay, yeah, you just...
Do you get my text? So you got my number. I will circle back after a bit and see how things are looking for you, okay?
Well, in the meantime, if you guys have better discount, feel free to let me know, because right now...
I will do that.
Comfortable with it.
And if you get uncomfortable with the 150 that they're just taking from you and not doing anything, you let me know, okay?
All right. Will do.
All right. Good talking with you, Aldridge. You have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.